AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Sven Sundgaard is kind enough to join us. Weatherman extraordinaire. Of course, you can follow him on his YouTube page as well as also at bringmethenews.com. And he's kind enough today to join us. I know I got to talk about something you mentioned the last time you were on the air with us, Sven. You started teaching. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, part-time, middle schoolers, earth science. Yeah, it's great. You know, it's kind of, we sort of do it a little bit on and off, you know, in a career in broadcasting as meteorologist anyway, but this is, you know, more formal, and I got to build a curriculum, and it's all climate change and conservation focused.
Nice. You know, I taught a little bit, and they said, okay, we're good. That's fantastic. Have you always wanted to get into teaching a little bit?
You know, I kind of always have. But, of course, you're told by people, you know, when you're younger, well, you don't want to do that. It's a lot of work, and they don't make any money, and which is kind of true. You know, sadly, we don't respect teachers the way we should. And
amen, yes.
I always had lots of respect for them. My dad went back to school, actually, when we were kids in college, because it was his dream to be a history teacher. And so I had that respect. But then, like, actually doing it and building a curriculum, too, is a lot of work initially. And so I just, you know, every teacher who's said something to me over the last few days, I'm like, I have even more infinite respect for you guys. And, you know, people sometimes want to diss teachers, and I just, you know, they have no clue.
I wanted to bring up the fact that you have as well started doing some interviews on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I've started. This has been kind of an ongoing. We actually started this summer. A friend, Mike Griffin, who's a community organizer, and I had this conversation literally within the days after George Floyd. He's African American. I'm not, obviously, but we're both gay. And we thought, you know, we should do something about, you know, there really seemed to be, and still, I think, of this moment to really have conversations about race in Minnesota. You know, I think a lot of Minnesotans always thought, oh, well, you know, that's something in the South, you know, whether out of ignorance of our own history or whatever. But, you know, the whole George Floyd and Officer Chauvin with his knee on his neck just really, I think, ripped open a lot of those misconceptions. So, you know, that's obviously one positive thing to come out of that. And so I think people are open to trying to understand, you know, the history of race in the state and what are some of the issues. And yeah, so we're kind of doing this soft, casual launch before anything more formal. Because that's what we've been waiting for months. Like, oh, you know, do we need to make it perfect? And they're like, yeah, whatever. You know, the trial is starting this week. So we're like, we're just going to throw out the first one. Mike knows Mayor Fry already. And so Mayor Fry agreed to come on and talk about, you know, his view of things and his vision for the city. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, why are you giving him a platform? And listen, I'm like, we're not endorsing. We're going to have hopefully lots of different politicians. And I would love to talk to some conservatives, too. So it's not an endorsement. We just really want to have conversations. And, you know, whether you like them or not, the mayor of Minneapolis is an authority to speak to.
Is the mayor of Minneapolis, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like I would talk to Bob Kroll, too, even though I agree with almost nothing on him, you know, with him. So, you know, or Mitch McConnell is an example we keep using. Yeah. You know, like, if we could get Mitch McConnell on, awesome.
Well, I think what I love about what you just described, and I think this is so important, is that I think what white America has to kind of come to grips with is there's a lot of people that think they are aware of what's really going on, but it's a false sense of oh, well, I've watched some specials on Netflix or PBS and this, and you know, I've got, you know, minority coworkers that I talk with, and the reality is understanding what's going on here is far deeper than that. And there's a lot of people that like to skim across the top of the surface but don't really want to dive in, and I think that's an important, what you're doing is actually an important idea here.
Yeah, and I certainly don't pretend to know anything. I mean, I like to think I know a little more maybe than a lot of people, but I'm learning a lot in all this too by talking to Mike and others, and we really want to dive into you know, a lot of the Native American history and issues. You know, it's amazing to me how little Minnesotans know about our horrific past with Native Americans. And, you know, partly not to blame, because it's really not taught in school. I don't know about you, but I wasn't taught about the biggest mass execution in U.S. history when I was in high school or elementary school or anything.
Nothing. They didn't teach you a dang thing. And as a matter of fact,
I can tell people when I was in school, and I'm not that old, I just turned 40, but when I was in school, we were still taught Christopher Columbus was a hero. And I would have to hear from my Norwegian grandparents, luckily, said, no, actually, the Vikings were the first Europeans here. And luckily, I had a pretty progressive feminist grandma who said, and actually, you know that the Native Americans were here thousands of years before, and we treated them like bleep.
Yes.
You know, and so I was able to get a little bit more truth than I think the average person was as a kid because of that.
Well, and I think you're right, and I think that these are issues, and especially when all of a sudden they want to just call the area where the historic Fort Snelling is Bedote, and you see some people in the state, Mary Kiffmeyer, going and starting to scream at the top of her lungs about how dare you revise history by going with the traditional name that was there for thousands of years before white settlers got here. How dare we? Yeah, exactly. So, no, I think if you can touch on these subjects, I think it's going to be must-listen, and I should encourage people right now, go follow Sven's YouTube page. I'll put it back up again today after the show, and there's a lot, not only great weather forecast, but obviously great environmental news, talks about climate change, and of course these interviews, by all means. I think there's a lot of content there that people can enjoy.
Yeah, and I have them all organized in playlists, so if you just want the weather and you don't want to learn anything else, fine. You know, you can do that too, but we don't even know what to call this yet, so we're literally just calling it like Sven and Mike Talk. That's what it is right now. So yeah, there's one there. We're going to have more. Got some other big name politicians in the state that we're talking to in the future. So we're excited about that. And we have ones that we already recorded, including with Mike's grandpa, who was a Lutheran minister who started a church next to Martin Luther King's. Rosa Parks made their drapes. So he knew Rosa Parks. So like, and he's 95 now. And we had this fascinating conversation with Mike's grandpa and just talking about the history of protest and how scary it was in Alabama at that time, you know, because Mike asked, he's like, well, what, did you vote? And he said, no. And he said, why didn't you vote? He said, almost nobody voted. They were so scared. You know, he remembered one of his parishioners voting and the consequences of that, and just constant harassment from the white community. And, you know, this was in the 1950s and early 60s. It's just unreal.
It's not ancient
fascinating
history,
stuff. Yeah.
So once again, that YouTube channel, I'll make sure I get that list linked in as well. And I'll look forward to that. Is that going to be your next interview you release?
I don't know when we're releasing that. We just recorded that one a couple weeks ago just because we wanted to get, I mean, his grandpa's healthy and everything, but 95, you never know. We want it on the historical record. I don't know what one's going to be next, frankly, but we're just kind of trying to roll things out and then eventually look for some money to help fund it because, you know, we have editors and stuff that are working on a voluntary basis right now. But we just wanted to start doing it just so that the stuff's out there. And, you know, like I said, obviously things are timely now with the Chauvin trial starting.
Let's turn to the weather here. We are in an
hard turn.
We are getting a hard turn. But it is interesting weather because you talked about that high pressure ridge that was over us. That's where we got up into the 60s that one time. It's slowly moving over. And not only did we have the storm yesterday that came through, but now it looks like there's going to be another major storm that's going up that trajectory on that would be the western side of that bubble that still is just slowly moving towards the east.
Yeah, so we actually have, I think people are starting to see it in their social media feeds today, that gigantic storm that's digging into the ridge south of us over the weekend. And they're talking several feet of snow in Colorado and that. And we're going to get a little bit, late Monday, varying amounts right now. It doesn't look like a big thing for us, but yeah, it is. I was about to say, I don't know that any week we've talked in the last couple of months have we not had interesting weather.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and it's, you know, our short-term memory, we've forgotten that it was 19 below zero a couple of weeks ago now.
Yeah.
But yeah, yesterday, just incredible. And again, a reminder, I know I always keep talking about climate change, but it's the issue of our time. And why we got to look big picture, because we had two cold weeks in February that were below normal. That's weather. Here we are back on our trajectory of we're more than 10 degrees above normal for the month of March so far. And, you know, we're 10, 11 days in. So that's significant. And the only other month of the last year, really, was October that was below normal. So that's, you know, the big picture of temperatures. And yesterday was significant, not only that we broke a record for the date, which is significant, but it's more significant if we have like the warmest March temperature ever. So we broke a 142-year-old record, though, for March 10th at 63 degrees. But more notable was the severe weather. And I think that really caught people's eye. It was the second earliest tornado warning ever issued by the National Weather Service. The first being March 6th is the earliest. That was 2017, just 4 years ago. So we do get severe weather sometimes in March. It used to be more rare. It's becoming more common. And so to me, temperatures, whatever, it's when we see weather events like yesterday coming earlier and earlier that's, you know, and again, 2 weeks after we were 19 below zero.
Yeah. What, did any of those funnel clouds touch down? Did we actually?
Luckily, none of them touched down, thank God. But it had a good wall cloud on it for a while. I mean, spotters were tracking it. It was a supercell organized storm, something we would expect later in the spring or summer. You know, I posted a picture that somebody had sent from their aunt in Faribault in her backyard, and, you know, quintessential for the time. You saw this ominous wall cloud that from a distance, you don't know if it was touching down or not. But and then a pile of snow still in her backyard. So it's just kind of indicative of the day. But yeah, meanwhile, it was below freezing in western Minnesota. They got 11.6 inches of snow in Pine River, Minnesota. Yeah, and 11 inches, pretty common from basically north of Brainerd all the way through the Iron Range up on Seagull Lake in the Boundary Waters, had 11 inches of snow too. And another really cool example, I posted this earlier, of model forecast high temperatures for tomorrow afternoon, showing the difference snow makes. You know, they'll only get into the 20s, right? And I mean, this model shows it perfectly, tracking only the places with snow cover. Fresh snow will be in the 20s tomorrow. The rest of us will be in the low 40s. And I posted as an example of why ice is so important to the Arctic, which people are kind of like, what? But yeah, that's how the Arctic keeps the planet, regulates the planet's temperature. And so when we melt sea ice, you hear a lot about sea ice and multi-year ice and glaciers. And then it matters because that reflects back 85% of the sun's energy. And we see a really local relevant example of it on a day like tomorrow, or, you know, in March, and the sun is strong now. I mean, it's as strong as it is in September almost. And that, but that when you have a layer of snow like that, 80-90% of it reflected back to space, and you get a 20 degree difference in temperatures like that.
On Saturday, and you talked about it's still getting warm. Saturday, it's supposed to be mid 50s, I think it is. How much warmer than average is that going to be?
Yeah, so the normal high now is 40.
Okay.
And I actually think we have a pretty good shot at hitting 60 again on Saturday. Yeah, the models have been ticking up. So that would be our third. So to have 360s in the first half of March is definitely unusual. The average first 60 comes right around the vernal equinox. I think March 23rd is the 30-year average for our first 60. So obviously it came early this year. That was not a shock. But now to hit it three times, because we did do it last Sunday, we were 61, and then yesterday was 63. So this would be a third time. And, yeah, we're not even to the Ides of March just yet.
I'm no science whiz, but if it's 41 degrees, 40, 41 degrees on Monday, it can snow as much as it wants to. It's probably not going to stick around out there. Is that the problem here is, you know, we might see snow, but it's so far it's so warm right now, and the state is warmed up enough where there's not snow right now that it's, if anything does fall, it's going to melt away fairly quickly.
Yeah, I mean, any snow we get in March or April, let's hope not this year. I could really use not an April blizzard this year after two in a row. It's very short-lived this time of year. And yeah, the extended forecast through the rest of March is above normal temperatures, at least by five, you know, maybe it won't be as crazy warm, but it looks like we'll be running at least 5, 6, 7 degrees above normal through the next couple weeks still. So I think March will end up maybe not 10 degrees above normal, but probably 6, 7 degrees warmer than the average, which is a huge number. And, you know, and I also posted earlier today that I probably will be doing a long range forecast soon, because it's kind of, it's good yet disturbing. Like I think most of us like a warm spring, cause it can be, you know, hit and miss around here. And I love a good hot summer, but you know, in the context of all the other climate change signals, it's kind of disturbing. It does look like we're going to have a warm spring and a hot summer. It's very rare that all the long range models really agree, and they all agree on a warm April. So it really doesn't look like an end to this warmth in sight. Now, we'll still get ups and downs like we do. You know, somebody said, does that mean no more snow? I'm like, even in a mild year, very rare that we wouldn't get any more snow past March 11th.
Mm-hmm. Well, I, you know, I live in Minnesota for a reason. I don't want to live in Missouri.
for a lot of reasons, but yes.
There's a lot of reasons why that is. One final question for you. The amount of snow. So if this, the trajectory on the storm that's going to absolutely dump on Wyoming and Colorado, what's the trajectory showing for us right now if we do get snow?
We look to be on the northern edge of it. So, you know, right now, if I had to throw out an amount, I'd say anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, but that's been changing with every model run. So, you know, we'll really have a better idea tomorrow. And it just so happens I'll be producing a weather video tomorrow morning or midday. So watch out for that. Yeah. Another couple set of model runs will really help us, because once these things are over the Rockies, it's a lot better than the models trying to guess when it's still off to the west. But yeah, I would plan on some snow Monday for sure.
All right.
But it could be a sloppy mess too.
Ugh. Well, it likely will be. Sven Sundgaard, once again, I'll get the YouTube page printed out there. Get it out there on the social media sites a little bit later on. And, of course, bringmeinthenews.com as well. Sven, thank you very much. I appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, you bet. Enjoy what is going to be more like an April weekend than March.
I will. I've got the bike out already. I've been enjoying that. Thank you very much. It's Sven Sundgaard, kind enough to join us here on a Thursday. We'll take a break and wrap up the show when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.